And he said, there was a man and a woman, and said, I guess just as we walked through the wall, walked into the room, they couldn't see us. He said, they were laughing, and said, I guess some, one of them had just told a joke or something, and the punchline had just come in there or something, because they were both laughing. And he said, as they were laughing, I looked down, and there was an ugly, green-looking frog thing coming out of the floor. I looked at that, and I said, Angel, what is that thing? And he said, that's a demon of lust. He said, well, it's getting bigger. He said, yes, the man is looking at the woman, thinking, while he's laughing, he's thinking about having sex with her. So he's opening the door to the spirit of lust, and as he opens the door, the spirit of lust is working on his mind, and he's opening the door more and more, and the things, he's giving it more and more power, and all of a sudden it gets bigger and bigger, and it gets right up in his face, and just as it gets in his face, all of a sudden, it's gone. He said, where did it go? He said, he became possessed. He now has a spirit of lust living in him because he gave place to the beast. He said, well, how can he ever get free? He said, well, from now on until he learns, he'll not be able to understand why every time he looks at a woman, he can't control his eyes. He's going to be looking at her in all the wrong places, and he's going to be lusting for these women. But he said, if he ever gets revelation that what he done is opened the door to a spirit of lust, he can repent for his sin. He finds somebody, if he's not capable of doing it, if he doesn't have the faith, if he can find somebody who has the faith, they can drive out that spirit of lust, and then he won't have that problem no more. You know, there's a lot of men have that problem. A lot of men have the spirit of lust. They look at a woman, they can't not look at her everywhere except in her eyes. Y'all know that? There's some men that can't look at a woman in her face. They won't look at everything else on her body except her face. When they do that, they have a spirit of lust. Well, how do you get rid of it? You repent, tell God you're sorry that you give place to the devil, and then command that foul spirit of lust to leave you in the name of Jesus. And when you do, he has to go away, and then all of a sudden, you don't have no problem looking at the ladies in their eyes again. You never look at them nowhere else. Isn't that amazing? But it happens with all those kind of evil spirits. We have all kinds of power. God give it to us, but we have to obey him. When we walk in love, we give no place to the devil. Now, let me take you to a scripture in 1 John 5:18, and I want to show you something here in 1 John 5:18. In fact, before we go to 1 John, well, yeah, let's go to 1 John 5:18. Then we're going to come back here. I didn't cover verse 14 like I want to there. 1 John 5:18 says, we know that whosoever is born of God does not sin. I want you to think about that. Are you born of God? Do you sin? Then are you a child of God? Now that's a hard one, isn't it? That's a hard one. It really bothered me for a long, long time. Because I thought, God, I know I'm your son. But I know every once in a while I do something wrong. I don't understand this, Lord. So I'd done some real research on the Greek, and I found out that this is really what it means. The true children of God do not practice sinning. That made a big difference. That means I can make a mistake once in a while, but I didn't do it intentionally. In other words, if something happens and I commit some kind of a little sin, I get angry with somebody or whatever, you know, I don't practice that by no means. So, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God or born of God, he keeps himself, in other words, from all evil. And when you do, the wicked one, which is Satan, cannot touch you. Is that good news? If you obey God and you don't sin, what can the devil do to you? Nothing. Is that good news? You walk right through the devils and demons, and they can't touch you. Do you know there's devils and demons everywhere? They're all over the place. They're right here in this church right now. I can assure you, there's some here. You know, what are they doing here? They're here to deceive you. They're here to block your mind so you won't remember the things that we talked about today. They're real good at what they do. You know, they're real good at what they do. They're just awful what they do. But how much power and authority do we have over them? So when we go to a place like this, why don't we pray like I did before we started? And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every devil of hell, and there would not be a single devil of hell be allowed to steal a single word out of nobody's heart or mind in this place today. When they're here, the words they hear, they're going to get it. And it's going to be locked into their heart and their mind forever. So they're going to hear your word, they're going to believe your word, and they're going to receive your words, and they're going to go away from here today after I pray for them, healed and delivered. And every man and woman that comes to this place is going to be a different person when they left than they were when they came. Now, is that the kind of authority and power we have? Sure. So when I do that, the devil's got to check his hat outside, see? He can't come in here at that point. So when we do that and pray like that, Dave prays like that quite often too. When he prays, he commands all evil spirits to leave because we don't want the evil spirits to steal anything out of your mind or your heart that you learned here. But you know, if you don't keep him driven away, he'll steal these words. Now let me ask you this question. How many of you have ever been to just a 30-minute church service? Now 30 minutes is not long to remember. We covered a lot of stuff today in 4 hours, right? But how many of you have been to a 30-minute service? I mean, just 30 minutes. And when you get ready to leave, you start to walk out, and you go to lunch, and you meet somebody somewhere, and they say, oh, sis, how you doing? Where you been today? You look all dressed up. Oh, I've been to church. Oh, what did the preacher preach on today? I don't remember. Have you ever done that? You just like me. You've done that too, huh? Why is it we can't remember what they preached on a simple little 30-minute message, and it was only 30 minutes ago that they did it? Who stole it from you? The devil. You need to learn to pray and take authority over the devil every time you listen to God's word so he does not have the ability to steal the words out of your mind and your heart. He'll do it. He will do it. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God, he keeps himself, and when you do, the wicked one cannot touch you. Now let's go back to Galatians 3:14. Galatians 3:14. After we read about Christ has redeemed us from the curse and we cast out the devils, now, you know, we can cast out devils. Now then, like I say, I don't know how many of you have come from a church that have taught you that you cannot have a demon if you're a Christian. But I came from one that taught me that. I was taught clearly that if I'm a Christian, I cannot have a demon. But let me tell you, I've learned over the years, that is not a fact. You can have a demon. Let me tell you, if Jesus says for his own children, if you get an unforgiveness, I'm going to send a devil to you or a demon, can you have a demon? Sure you can. Guarantee you can. But after you have repented of your sins of unbelief, after you realize that he redeemed you from the curse, and after you or you got with somebody that was greater in faith than you were, and you demanded the devil to leave you, where do they have to go? Away. They have to leave you in Jesus' name. Now then, the devil has no longer legal claim to you. He may come back and try to get back in, but that's why you got to be armed ready that if he comes back and puts a symptom upon you, you say, no, devil, no, I ain't going there with you. I'm not going to believe you, because he will come back and put symptoms or pain or whatever to try to get you to say, oh, I thought I was healed. I guess I've lost my healing. And when you say that, you lost it. He'll come right back in. But then it says after you get delivered and get the devils kicked out, he says then verse 14, a very important scripture, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon us, the Gentiles, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So you're going to receive the blessings of Abraham by faith. What are they? If you don't know what they are, you cannot receive something by faith that you don't know what's yours. Are you with me? If you don't know what the blessings of Abraham are, how are you going to receive that by faith? You can't. Impossible, isn't it? You receive something by faith that you know what it is. So somebody says, well, where do we find the blessings of Abraham? Well, in the book of Genesis, if you're willing to search it out, you can find 61 different promises in the whole book of Genesis, but it may take you a long time to dig them out. So I'm going to take you to a place that I have found the absolute easiest way to remember these, and it's in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, and it's the blessings of Abraham. It's a summary of all the blessings of Abraham in 14 verses. Boy, it's awesome that these things belong to you under the new covenant, because we're children of God. We're walking under the Abrahamic covenant, and this belongs to us. Now then, let's see what they are. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1. And it shall come to pass. There that is again. It shall come to pass. Don't you love God when He does that? I love it when the king does that. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I command you this day. Now, there's some requirements here, of course. You've got to obey, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. So if we hearken to Him and obey Him, how many blessings are going to come upon us? All these blessings. Well, let's see what some of them are. Let's go to verse 3 and 4. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body. That's your children. In other words, if you obey God, you and your husband both obey God, He's not only going to just bless you, He's going to bless your children. You're going to have good children, and your children are going to grow up to be good children that love God and walk with God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground. In other words, you're going to have a great garden or a great field. And the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your goat, and the flocks of your sheep. In other words, everything so far is going to be blessed if you obey God and you know that you're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, right? Verse 4 and 5 and 6. Blessed shall be your basket. In other words, that's your food and your store. Blessed shall be thou be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Are you liking any of this blessing? I mean, is this pretty wonderful? Hey, we're blessed when we go in, blessed when we come out. I mean, our food's blessed, our cattle are blessed, our kids are blessed, everything's blessed. I mean, so far, everything is a blessing, and I love it.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Learn How to Pray and Change Anyone, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.